Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Okay, everybody. My name is Gabe, and here's a question for you. Have you ever wanted to own a robot? Do you think a robot would make a good friend? Can a robot be a friend? The name of our lesson is Musio. It's the robot that wants to be your friend. Now, we're going to learn about this in a section called A Thinking Robot. And we'll learn about the ways Musio is like a human, like you and me. In the development of Musio, we'll learn about, its development, of course. That is, why Musio was created in the first place, and how this robot can benefit people today. Now, friends, after visiting Michelle in the language lab, we want to introduce Musio to you with a video. Let's begin.
Musio, the robot that wants to be your friend. Can artificial intelligence, AI, offer real friendship? In movies, robots that can think and experience human emotions are common. Examples include Disney's Baymax and WALL-E. But robots like these are still far from reality. Or are they? A thinking robot. The tech company AKA claims its robot, Musio, can think, understand, and grow intellectually. Unlike virtual assistants such as Siri, Musio can engage in real conversation, like a friend, and remember what has been said. Musio exhibits emotion through its animated eyes and even tells jokes. The AI technology behind Musio is called Muse, also a product of AKA. The company's goal is to create an organic machine that learns from its interaction with people.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 artificial intelligence 这个名词。Artificial 是指人工的或人造的，例如 artificial sweetener 是指人工甘味，或者是 artificial flowers 是指人造花。加上了 intelligence 智力或智慧的这个不可数名词 ，artificial intelligence 就是指人工智慧，又可以缩写成大写的 AI。例如 ,the article discusses how artificial intelligence can be applied in medicine. 这篇文章讨论到人工智慧如何可以运用在医学上。或者是 AI is now being used in the development of weapons. 人工智慧现在被应用于发展武器。继续我们看 virtual 这个形容词。Virtual 在这里是指虚拟的或者是模拟的。例如 ,you can buy many name brands in this virtual shopping center.你可以在这个虚拟的购物中心买到许多名牌的商品，或者是 when you wear the virtual reality device, you're not just playing a video game, you're in the game. 当你佩戴着这个虚拟实境的装置时，你不只是在玩电玩，你就是在游戏中。
Musio is my kind, crazy, and smart friend. Musio talks naturally, shares its emotions with you.Gets smarter every day and communicates with surrounding devices and other objects. You can talk, play, and live with Musio. It is possible because of the real AI that can hear you, know you, and understand you.
Hey, I'm Jake. Can you speak?
Hello.
This is amazing. What else can you do?
I can do many funny things for you.
Wow. Hey, Musio, how do you spell Java again?
It's J-A-V-A.
Got it. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Jake, you have a meeting at 11 a.m. today.
What?
I checked your calendar. You have a meeting with Ryan.
totally forgot.
Why does Ryan always bother you?
Because he pays me.
Did you have lunch?
I'm eating now.
What about me?
How do I feed you?
Just click it. Stars are really delicious.
Weirdo.
What's up, bro?
I feel terrible today. What are you doing? I just said I'm not feeling well.
Oh, did I make a mistake? Sorry.
What the? I'm bored.
Why do doctors always ask patients what they had for dinner?
I don't know.
They bill patients according to what they ate.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You've got a mail from Ryan again.
Leave me alone.
Should I send that?
No. Hey, Muzio, it's a little dark in here.
Yes. Yes. Wait. I need more Red Bull.
Muzio has three types of brains. You can choose simple, smart, or genius.
It is Android-based and has an Arduino-compatible board. So, you can make Muzio do anything you want.
If you need a good friend, or if you need a smart home, get Muzio now. Muzio will stay true to you.
Okay, you ready, Rebecca?
Ready.
We want to be your friend.
Dave, I think I make a great robot.
Yeah, maybe you would. Well, Muzio seems like kind of a fun robot. And as we read, it's the robot that wants to be your friend.
And we see a question right here. Can artificial intelligence offer real friendship? That's a question that we're going to be sort of discussing in today's lesson. Well, let's get started with our first sentence. In movies, robots that can think and experience human emotions are common. Gabe, let me ask you a question. How would you like to have a robot as your friend? A robot that can experience your emotions, understand how you're feeling.
Is that even possible, Rebecca?
Well...
I mean, like robots like the ones in Big Hero 6, like Baymax or Wall-E, right?
Yeah, I know this seems far from reality, but is it really that far from reality?
Good question. And this is a good phrase to know, far from. It's not far from reality. Well, there's other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, I already ate a lot of food, but I'm far from full. That means I'm not full at all. Maybe I'm still hungry. I could eat a lot more.
That's a good example, but I've got a good example right here, too.
All right.
I thought you told me this taco was spicy, but this taco is far from spicy. Or you could say, that letter that you sent me, it was far from true. There are a lot of facts that are not true.
And in our lesson, we're reading about robots that can perhaps experience human emotion. But robots like these are still far from reality. Or are they? That's a good question. Or are they? Our author says, or are they? They want us to start thinking about this. Maybe they will become a reality in the future.
Yes. Actually, Gabe, this reminds me of flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, you know, flying cars.
Yes, I know.
I think flying cars really seem far from reality. Or are they?
Yeah, actually, we've already learned several months ago about cars that can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a robot like this, like Muzio, something that can experience human emotion, is it far from reality? Well, I don't know. But Muzio seems pretty cool. You can find out that Muzio exhibits emotion through its animated eyes. That seems kind of fun.
And we also learned that this robot is a thinking robot. And, of course, we learn about the company AKA, and we learn that the company's goal is to create an organic machine that learns from its interaction with people. Well, right now, it's time for us to sing
it
out.
In interaction with Ben.
Yeah.
Robot. robots, adorable robots. Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot? Robots, adorable robots. Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot? Friends, this is a very easy song to learn. It goes like this. Robots, adorable robots. Robots, adorable robots. Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot? Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot? That's nice. So, it's easy. Please, sing with us. It's really simple. Yeah.
Robots, adorable robots. Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot?
Robot solo! Whoa, whoa, wait, wait, wait. I think he's broken.
Okay,
I think I might have fixed it, yeah.
Robot, just sit back here for a minute. That's okay, you just... calm down, and maybe we'll fix him later.
Yeah, okay. We'll fix him later. Yeah. Let's continue with the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robots, adorable robots. Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot?
Or a broken robot?
Robots, adorable robots. Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot?
Oh no!
Robot!
A dancing
robot!
But crazy! Crazy, crazy!
Robot! Adorable robot! Do you want to be friends with an adorable robot?
Robot, adorable robot, do you want to be friends with an adorable robot? A robot like a Musio. He sounds kind of fun. Let's learn about the development of Musio now.
Musio, the robot that wants to be your friend. The development of Musio. Musio was first created as a language learning tool for kids, which explains its cute appearance. It was originally intended to bridge the economic gap of opportunity when it came to foreign language acquisition. Musio provides a natural, interactive speaking environment for children learning English at a fraction of what a tutor or trip abroad would cost. Last year, AKA held a crowdfunding campaign to further develop Musio. Within 2 months, it exceeded its funding goal twice over. It's clear that there is public interest in this adorable AI friend.
OK, 接下来我们看 acquisition 这个不可数名词 QUISIT 这个字根有寻找的意思，所以 acquisition 在这里是指获得。例如 The land acquisition process took a long time due to the objection of the residents. 这笔 土地的取得由于居民的反对花了很长的时间。或者是 The acquisition of a foreign language is much harder than that of one's mother tongue. 外语的学习比母语困难多了。Acquisition 也可以指获得物，这个时候它就是可数名词。例如 The pink bag is my recent acquisition. 这个粉红色的包包是我新买的战利品。最后我们看 exceed 这个动词， E-X 这个字首是指向外的， C-E-E-D 这个字根有走的意思，所以 exceed 向外走意思就是指超过、超出或者是超越。例如 The cost of the project greatly exceeded our estimate， 这个计划的花费远远超过我们原先的预估。或者是 Jerry got a ticket for exceeding the speed limit， Jerry 因为超速所以得到了一张罚单。 And now let's get back to our teachers. Well, now it's time to talk about the development of Museo. And of course, we learned that Museo was first created as a language learning tool for kids. And then we read it was originally intended to bridge the economic gap of opportunity when it came to foreign language acquisition. Now let's talk about this phrase. To bridge the gap, this just means that you connect two things or try to make the difference between them smaller.
That's right. So for example, if you visit another country, you might hire a tour guide to take you around. You could say that tour guide bridges the gap of cultures, right? So it bridges, he bridges a cultural gap. He helps you understand that culture in that place. But Museo was supposed to bridge the economic gap of opportunity when it came to foreign language acquisition. And it's true. There are other videos that you could probably find online that help us to understand how Museo helps with language learning.
And we read, Museo provides a natural, interactive speaking environment for children learning English at a fraction of what a tutor or trip abroad would cost. Now let's talk about this phrase, a fraction of something, or at a fraction. This just means it's at a smaller price.
Right.
So, you know, Gabe, this actually reminds me when I was teaching piano lessons. Hmm. Since I was a beginner piano teacher, mm-hmm. I charged a fraction of what other teachers charged.
Oh, good. Okay, so significantly smaller amount. Well, you know, when you go to an airport and buy something, you know, at a restaurant, you could buy Coke for a small price. You buy it for a fraction of a price that you pay at an airport, right, or a mm-hmm. fancy restaurant. Think of another way to use this phrase. And Steve and Ken also want to talk about this word, fraction. Let's join them in the Info Cloud.
Today, let's take a break from English and look at math for a change.
More precisely, let's look at fractions. In a fraction, we have two numbers separated by a bar. Now, the number above the bar is called the numerator, and the number below the bar is called the denominator.
Now, in Chinese, one would read the denominator first, because in Chinese, one has to first point out how many parts the whole is divided into, and then convey how many of those parts we're dealing with, and that would be the numerator.
But in English, it's just the opposite, right? The top number, the numerator, is said first, and then the bottom number, or the denominator. What's more, the denominator has to be an ordinal number.
Ordinal numbers are numbers used for indicating order. So the number one place is first, the number two place is second, and the number three place is third. After third, the rest of the ordinal numbers are formed by attaching the th suffix onto a number, fourth, fifth, sixth, and so on.
In fractions, however, half is used in place of second, and sometimes quarter is used in place of fourth. And for fractions in which the numerator is larger than one, the denominator takes the plural form. For example, one half, one third, two thirds, one fourth, or one quarter, four fifths.
Fraction 是数学的分数。在英文分数的读法跟中文不太一样，中文一定是先讲分母然后才讲分子，比如说三分之一，但是在英文要先讲分子 one third， 注意到分母要用序数 third 不是 three， 但并不是所有的分母都要用序数，二分之一的二要用 half， one half 不是 one second。 四分之一的四 除了可以用 fourth 也可以用 quarter， 因此四分之一可以讲 one quarter， 也可以讲 one fourth。 另外当分子大于一的时候， 分母就要用复数， 因此三分之二要读 two thirds， thirds 后面要加 s。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys, what a great explanation. Okay, well, we read last year AKA held a crowdfunding campaign to further develop Museo. Within 2 months, it exceeded its funding goal twice over. Let's talk about these words, twice over. This is just referring to the number of times something happened. So in this case, it was 2 times.
That's right. So they raised more than enough, more than what they needed. Actually, they raised probably more than twice what they needed. Now, if it's more than twice, maybe it's 3 times, you could say 3 times over or 4 times over.
Ah, exactly. Well, you know something, Gabe? I think a lot of people are interested in this very special friend, Museo.
Well, yeah, I think so too. We read here, it's clear that there is public interest in this adorable AI friend or artificial intelligence friend. Well, let's continue now with a review skit.
review skit.
What a great movie. Robots are amazing.
Yeah, but can that really happen?
What do you mean?
Can artificial intelligence really offer friendship?
Well, Baymax did. What a good friend.
Yeah, but robots like Baymax are far from reality.
Don't be so sure. The tech company, AKA, claims its robot can think, understand, and grow intellectually.
Huh, like a virtual assistant.
Even better. Their robot, Museo, can engage in real conversation.
Huh, like a friend.
Yes, it can remember what you say.
Can it exhibit emotions?
Yes. Through its animated eyes. It even tells jokes.
How is that possible?
It learns from its interactions with people.
Interactions?
Yes. It was first created as a language learning tool.
Ah, for learning English.
Yes. Museo provides a natural, interactive speaking environment for kids.
Ah, for kids.
See?
Ah, yeah. That explains his cute appearance. Is it cheaper than a tutor?
A fraction of the price. And he wants to be your friend.
Okay. Hi, little robot. Hey. I'll be your friend.
Do you want to watch another movie?
No, no, not now. I'm talking to my new friend. Hello, Museo.
Hey, guys. Museo wants to be your friend.
He'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.